James, here's a look at today's headlines. A homicide investigation is now underway after the death of a man who was shot back in August. Authorities say 38-year-old Rodriguez Hampton was shot on August 4th in the 3100 block of Atlanta Highway. He died from his injuries on September 10th. Authorities initially began a death investigation in the case, but now say his death was a homicide. Governor Kay Ivey announced she will be undergoing treatment for a malignancy discovered on her lung. Ivey says this cancer is treatable and will not prevent her from serving as governor. Ivey says the spot was discovered during a routine exam. And in the last week, around 120 wildfires have burned more than 1,000 acres of land in the state. The state has issued a fire danger advisory for all 67 counties because of dry weather conditions. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Quiet, smooth ride, spacious cabin, impressive technology, and plenty of storage. That's the new 2019 Ram truck at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. I'm Dick Brubaker, and this month only during Ram Power Days, you can save over $10,000 on select new 2019 Ram trucks and make no payment for 90 days. Over $10,000 in savings and no payments for 90 days at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Equipped with the nicest interior of any American vehicle today, the new 2019 Ram 1500 works great as a luxury vehicle or as a work truck. It has more towing capacity, more rear seat space, and luxury comfort. Ram Power Days brings savings over $10,000 and no payment for 90 days at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Must finance through Grove Financial with approved credit. Stock number R9154. See dealer for complete details. Offer expires September 30th, 2019.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Pictures of Justin Trudeau in racist makeup have emerged. The first tweeted by Time Magazine.
The Houston area is in the grips of a major flood emergency. The remnants of tropical storm Imelda dumping staggering rainfall amounts along the southeast Texas coast.
The whistleblower complaint at the center of the showdown between Congress and the executive branch involves Ukraine.
There is an allegation of some kind of promise that the president made to a foreign leader.
Before it erupted in flames, killing 34 people, the conception wasn't seaworthy, properly maintained, or stocked with adequate safety equipment. Those are the staggering claims made by the boat's chef.
Troubles for Patriot star Antonio Brown. Nike has now dropped his endorsement deal after two women accused him of sexual misconduct.
The home rental company Airbnb is going public in 2020. Airbnb says it earned more than $1 billion in revenue in the second quarter of 2019. It has not said whether it was profitable.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on Friday, TGIF edition, 272-9228. That's where we are. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Get Basket, but if you're a first-time caller, you get your name in twice. We're going to do that drawing today. 2:30 to 2:40. Get in early. Don't jam up the phones at the very last minute to get your name in. But what's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey. How are y'all today?
We are good.
Very good.
Dan, I know when you walked out this morning, I can just see the look on your face when you walked out and felt that nice, cool breeze.
Oh, man, it was spectacular. I got the TV outside, had coffee, my computer. It was great.
Yeah, it was. I let the old hound dog out this morning, and, man, he run around in the yard, flipping in the grass, rubbing his face in the grass. I said, good Lord, Blue, get on up and get in here. What's the matter? He was just having as much fun as he could, man. He was enjoying that weather.
I like that.
But anyway, guys, look, our president is hard at work out there, as you can see. I think I was correct a couple months back. We have Iran in checkmate over there, and our president has now proved to all the critics that you thought he was running to war, that doesn't get our president. Our president does not tell the world what he's about to do like our last administration did. I never understood that, but anyway. So our president is hard at work for us, doing a lot of things. I mean, I'm seeing so many things, Dan. I really can't keep up with them all, with the courts, the walls, and you name it, and keep going on. But let's switch gears a little bit. And everybody knew, John Kerry. The two sons that is involved with all this stuff?
It was Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, and Whitey Bulger's son, the gangster.
Right. Now, I still say what I said a couple weeks back is, I know a lot of stuff's going on here, but guys, y'all want to see a real big flurry on the Democrats? Just stand by, because if we see any indictments come out, I'm just waiting to see. I know they're talking about bringing charges against certain individuals, but I'm waiting to see a Senate grand jury to release an indictment. And when that happens, Dan, I want to make sure I have plenty soda, popcorn, and snacks at the house, because it's going to be fun. These guys think it's a joke. They think it's funny. I got all the confidence in the world in our judicial system, because our judicial system is now running with our great president and Barr, who is running our judicial system like our founding fathers set it up. And so now it's running correctly. So I got all the confidence in the world in that. And only thing else I got, guys, is going to be a big weekend, and I'm keeping my eyes on my favorite team.
Who's LSU, LSU playing? LSU. Who's LSU playing?
This week, I'm not really sure who they're playing this week. I thought it was Texas A&M, but that's not who they're playing. That Auburn's playing them.
Right.
So I never looked at that yet, but I'm rooting for them. They're looking good, but I want to see them play some of the big boys. So I'm not going to count no chickens before they hatch, because look what happened to my Saints. Drew Brees got a thumb messed up, and I think that's going to kind of mess this season up there. So we'll keep our fingers crossed, and let's see if LSU can hold it together.
Well, we're going to look up the schedule for you, because I'm interested in figuring out what the game is. LSU, they're playing that tough team, Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt, yeah. Okay. But anyway, guys, we got a big weekend. Everybody's got some good games. Auburn's playing, I think, A&M, I believe. So we got a lot of talent going on. It's going to be a good weekend, and I'm looking forward, guys.
Yeah, with LSU number 4 now in the nation, when?
Yeah, that was a couple. I think they bumped them up there with the right below. You got, I think, Alabama.
It's Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, and then LSU.
Yeah, then LSU.
We've got 5 teams in the top 9.
Wow. Well, guys, everybody's getting geared up for the weekend. I'm getting ready to get geared up, and I'm just so happy to have football season here and seeing some cool weather come in. This is my time of the year, and Dan, I know it's your time. Once we're heading into Halloween, Thanksgiving, and the season, this is my favorite part of the year, guys. So
I'm with you. I'm all about fall. There's always something to do every weekend in the fall. You can take a trip down to the beach if it's warm enough. You can go up to the mountains if it's cool enough. You can watch football all weekend, and even the bad weekends, that's when you go road tripping.
That's right. And getting together with the family on the holidays, seeing all them little grandbabies running around and kids coming in with them and everything, and just getting them together for a couple times a year. Dan, that's what keeps us families sane, to keep our families together. And we don't get to see them much when they grow off and go to college and they got the kids. But I look forward to this time of the year, because I get to bring them back home.
There you go.
All right, guys. Well, y'all have a great weekend.
You too. You drive safely, my friend.
All right, y'all keep on doing what y'all doing, Dan. There, you're doing a great job, and I'm gonna keep on listening to y'all out here. Okay.
I appreciate it.
All right, y'all have a good day.
You too. Matt Whitaker, who is the former acting attorney general, he's going to kind of weigh in on this, and then Joey's got a clip from Rudy and Como on CNN. Is it more appropriate to play that first?
It does follow up pretty quick, yeah, right after Laura. It kind of shows the, you know, Rudy talking to Laura.
Let's do this. This is Como and Rudy last night.
And they've already gotten pretty heated, but it only gets worse from here. Listen in.
It's from his own mouth, and you're covering it up.
I hear
you. And you covered up so much more about Hillary.
I'm covering it up so much that I've kept this interview going 28 minutes and let you say it a dozen times.
Yeah, and interrupted me 500 times.
That's how afraid of it I am.
To try to stop me from telling the American people what's actually going on.
You've made 2 points.
So you can continue to mislead them, which is what you're doing.
All right, well, you've been here the whole time, so you're part of it now. You're
co-conspirator. I'm not part of misleading. Everything I said, I can document.
Thank you.
Every single thing I said, I can document.
Then give me the documents. Thank you.
I'm not going to give you the documents. Why would I give you the documents?
Because you want
to
use
them for a good purpose.
You're not making any sense to me.
If I trusted you, of course I'm making sense.
Now you don't trust me either. All right, Rudy Giuliani.
Why would I give the enemy the documents?
Now
I'm the
enemy.
You are not fair.
Now I'm the enemy.
You are not impartial.
Great.
You are totally biased. And your network is a creature of the Democratic National Committee.
Rudy Giuliani, I appreciate your take.
And you should be embarrassed to be on that network.
I'm the one who should be embarrassed. Okay,
absolutely.
Rudy. I am embarrassed.
Man, the CNN is
embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for you. Have a good night.
You shouldn't be embarrassed for me. That's garbage.
Have a good night.
Don't be embarrassed
for me.
Somebody
needs to.
I'm worried about you.
Because you're not aware of what you're doing.
And your integrity. Of course I'm aware of what I'm
saying.
Good
night. Have a good night.
Well, you shouldn't have a good night because what you're doing is very bad for the country.
All right. I got to go. All right. With respect, I've got to go. We're going to try.
Man.
Yeah. That was just the tail end, folks.
He was on for 28 minutes of that?
I believe so.
Man. Okay, so Matt Whitaker is going to weigh in here. This was on America's Newsroom about 3 hours ago.
I just want to read some of the headlines. Washington Post, whistleblower complained about President Trump involves Ukraine, according to two people familiar with the matter. New York Times, whistleblower complained sets off a battle involving Trump. What is this about, Matt, as you see it right now?
Well, so what I see is a very clear example of, you know, a deep state intelligence member who is, trying to get a disagreement, a policy disagreement out on this issue. And now we learn overnight that it involves Ukraine. And again, by Monday, we'll probably know the whole story. But, the bottom line is that this is another attempt by people that disagree with this president's foreign policy to undermine him. And, you know, as the president of the United States, he has broad discretion in foreign policy arena. And, so there's obviously people that have been longtime intelligence community members and diplomats that just disagree with both his style and his substance. And I think it's a shame that there are people like this that won't just put their name on it and won't say why they believe they disagree on issues with the president.
Can
but this is what you end up with.
Can you think of another time when this has happened?
I can't think of another administration where there's been such a willingness of the career bureaucratic state that leaks the way this does. I mean, I know I was very frustrated, both as chief of staff and as acting attorney general, with the number of leaks coming out of this administration on disagreements involving policy. And it's cowards that won't put their name on things and say, you know, who they are and what they believe.
Whitaker is kind of this slow, methodical kind of guy. And he was a good little interim in there after Jeff Sessions. And I think Barr is just perfect for everything that's going on because I think he, in his very matter-of-fact way, can explain things. So let's continue on with Whitaker, and he's going to be talking about Schiff comments and the action that needs to be taken.
There are two things here I want to play for you. I'll get you to react to both of them, all right? Adam Schiff has this president back in his crosshairs. He apparently met with the inspector general that oversees all the intelligence agencies. And there was not a lot of new information, according to some of the readouts we get. First, here is Schiff, and I'll get you to respond here.
I believe that there is an effort to prevent this information getting to Congress. And if the assertion is accurate that the Department of Justice has made and the DNI has affirmed that this involves a potentially privileged communication, then at one level or another, it likely involves either the president or people around him.
Go ahead and analyze that, Terry.
Well, so there is a very specific mechanism for the Inspector General at the DNI to receive something like this and be obligated under law to provide it to the Congress. The Department of Justice and the DNI, the head of the intelligence community, has determined that this law doesn't apply to this complaint. And, you know, I trust the lawyers at DOJ, especially the ones in OLC, that are so smart and probably gave an opinion on whether or not the law applied to providing this to Congress. Now, Adam Schiff is upset about that because, again, he doesn't want to get to the bottom of anything. He just wants to go in front of a camera and share this with the American people to do political damage to this president. So, you know, I don't. Adam Schiff, in my mind, has no credibility in this arena, and, you know, he should read the law that he probably passed and has to serve under, that this is not the kind of thing that will go to him or Congress because it's not proper under the law.
And that's what the whole reason they did it is a whistleblower, and I can say this is a big setup. So Clapper, Brennan gets one of his devotees, probably Clapper, to go in and file the claim, and then they're going to leave. They're going to basically get out of there. And then, I don't know if the IG is a white hat or black hat or who he's kind of representing. And maybe what he's doing is to him, I have to investigate this because it's my role as an IG, and so it's going to be fit into a box.
Right.
So the takes it to the DNI director, and then they take it over to DOJ. DOJ, Office of Legal Counsel, OLC, looks at it and says, this is out of the privy because it's not classified intelligence information. It's a conversation. It's somebody from the intelligence department that's got that information, and they're passing it on. So I think what's going to happen is the technical things are all going to be correct for DOJ. The question is, what is going to be the motivation behind all of this? Let me go to a break. Dan Marshall, we're going to be back right after this.
Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
It'll take you up or down, from rats on up to riches. 15 minutes you can fly, pretty blue lights along the way, cup you right on by.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You got to put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
School's back in session, which means your ride better be ready. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence, like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. Want to maximize and restore lost fuel economy? Right now, buy one bottle of STP Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner and get one free. Visit us at AutoZone.com to start the job fast. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
Way, this is where we are. Let's continue on with Matt Whitaker. Matt Whitaker is going to be talking about Rudy's comments that were on Laura Ingraham's show, but Ari Fletcher makes a point which is happens to be the same kind of point that some of my folks are making, and it's because of the background that he has and they have and we have. This isn't it.
Rudy Giuliani was on CNN last night. Some are hitting him. They believe he contradicted himself during his appearance. Here's what he said on Twitter last night. I'll read one of two for you. The Dem-owned media is going crazy over Ukraine. First, let them report how the VP Biden bribed the president of Ukraine to fire the prosecutor, investigating collusion with Hillary and Biden's son, taking millions from a corrupt oligarch after billions from China. That was from Giuliani. Here is Ari Fleischer's take with Laura Ingraham from last night. He said this.
The only thing that gives me any ounce of credibility is they didn't leak it. It was a whistleblower who went through the process, an intelligence officer. That's to his credit if he or she thinks something's wrong. That's how you handle it. You don't leak. But here's the other side of it. Those phone calls are widely circulated. If there was something so unethical, so wrong, so many would have seen it, why is there only one? Doesn't make sense.
One last comment on that, Matt.
Yeah, I think Ari's right. I think we have a situation here where one person disagreed probably with the policy that was articulated or the strategy that the president employed and made a complaint. And again, to their credit, they did go through the proper channels. But now, you know, Adam Schiff and the members of Congress are trying to pull this out in order to do political damage to the president. And it's just, okay. It is, there's just sick people involved in this.
In a word, do we find the truth eventually or not on this?
Yes, it will all come out. There's no doubt.
Okay, and again, the reason they did the whistleblower route versus leaking it is that if it would have been leaked, they've got a detail that's doing nothing but exploring, investigating leaks. And I think that's shut down a lot because Durham is part of that and Barr is directly part of that. So they did the whistleblower route so they could say, get it over to Schiff, because the protocol is the IG gives it to Schiff, and Schiff then calls a closed-door hearing, and they talk, but the IG couldn't tell him anything. He basically talked for 3 hours and couldn't give him the details of it, or that would have leaked out. And I'm not sure what, again, I don't know if the IG is a white hat or a black hat, but that's the policy. So, but Ari Fletcher is absolutely right. There's only one guy. There's a whole bunch of people who've seen this.
Right.
And this thing goes back to July. I mean, this doesn't kind of work for me the way this thing's handled. But again, it is widely and strongly believed that the reason this is happening is they're trying to get ahead of the story. So then, if this thing they do get into the investigation and stuff, and a question that was raised is Durham looking into anything with Ukraine? Because if he is, that would tell us a hell of a lot.
Ooh, I didn't think about that angle.
Huh.
And it's possible. It's very possible.
Very. You know what today is? Today is Friday.
Right.
But it is the last day of the 40% off at Dan Black Studios.
Right, you're right.
So we get to celebrate that it's Friday, but then we get to celebrate and save money by getting 40% off with Dan Black Studio, conversion of your VHS beta to digital. 40% off, shall we?
That's incredible. I don't know how they're making money, but if you're a Dan Moore Show listener, you need to take them up.
You need to take advantage of that. 334-279-6036. 279-6036. 40% off ends today. You need to take advantage of it. going to be back with Papa B right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Pam Huso. More economic punishment for Iran.
We are at a level of sanction that is far greater than ever before with respect to Iran.
President Trump imposing new sanctions following the attack on Saudi Arabia. This as the Pentagon compiles a list of military targets.
Most people thought I would go in within 2 seconds, but plenty of time. Plenty of time.
Iran denies involvement. California has company. 23 states are suing to stop the White House from revoking California's authority to set auto emission standards. Another presidential campaign peters out.
I feel that people want progressive change. They want to focus on the needs of working people. The message resonated real well. I wish I had more time. I wish I had more resources. I think that would have made a difference.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio ending his bid. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Boy, oh boy, we are really enjoying this nice heat break for a few days. Today, mostly sunny, tolerable humidity, a little easterly breeze, high in the upper 80s to around 90. Tonight, mostly clear, overnight low temperature mid-60s. Good night for area high school games. Tomorrow, with a high temperature near 90, it's going to be a nice Saturday. In fact, I think we're back to the 60s tomorrow night for overnight lows. And then on Sunday, still dry, high up to about 93. Look for middle 90s to return again on Monday and Tuesday, but no rain. Fall officially begins on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
The Dan Morris Show.
Ooh, yeah, I tell you something, girl. I think you understand. And when I, girl, I said that little something to you, I want to hold you.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to our good friend, Papa B. Papa B. Papa B. How are you, friend?
Hey. I'm so fantabulous as usual.
Man, I tell you something. I was wishing I had a job like yours today.
It's nice to be able to just get out of the office and ride around, look at these, you know, clear skies and enjoy some of this weather. Of course, the downside is you got to do it when it's really, really hot too. So
yeah, or really, really cold or really, really wet.
I'm living in fear and trepidation of the next 7 weeks, Dan. The Auburn schedule is a meat grinder, my friend.
I know. Oh, yeah. I'm with you.
I'm looking at it here, Texas A&M. Then we got Mississippi State. Then we got Florida. Then we got Arkansas. Then we got LSU, Mississippi, and then Georgia. You know, I just can't see how we survive. that kind of schedule with at least one or possibly three losses. What do you think about all the chances?
I think that you're I think they're capable of doing it without a doubt. Sometimes my brother, my middle brother who passed away, was a huge Auburn fan. My oldest son is a huge Auburn fan. And one of the things my brother was fond of saying is Auburn went to the game and they forgot their brains. It's just like they, it's like they're just like they're not thinking.
Yeah. I'm telling, well, the depth on the bench really bothers me, especially at some of the skill positions. We just don't have it. And so a critical injury here or there is really going to be hurtful during the season here. And you just about have to count on it in the SEC. You're going to have injuries,
particularly if you're playing sluggers like Georgia and LSU. And then Texas A&M is not as much of a strong team as they are a fast team. I was very impressed with them in Clemson.
Being sincerely honest about this, all of these teams will play their top game against an Auburn and certainly against an Alabama. They will put it all on the line.
Yep.
For Auburn and Alabama. So, you know, to think, well, okay, Ole Miss, all right, well, yeah. Or Mississippi State, yeah, I know, they got their problems. But, you know, hey, any given Saturday, and particularly, you know, these teams, they have really great talent. They can rise to the occasion, so you got to be careful.
No, that's exactly right. And what happens on Alabama in particular, a team like Duke will go in and they will play them fiercely for a quarter.
Oh, yeah.
And then they kind of run out of options. They get figured out. They do, you know, plays they haven't been doing, and they just run out of gas. And then Alabama slowly, methodically kind of gets going. I'll tell you one thing. Auburn better strike fast and strike hard with Texas A&M.
Florida, and if they are going to have a chance against LSU and Georgia, they got to do the very same thing.
Yep.
They can't be, you know, scrambling around, you know, behind in the third quarter.
Yeah, they can't do what they did with Oregon.
Not at all, because they'll get buried. But anyway, I think you're right on this thing, Dan, with, you know, the whistleblower. It's just, to me, I believe it's a well-timed smokescreen.
Yeah,
you know, meant to divert attention.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that they're trying to get ahead of a story, and the story is Hunter Biden. We reported it months ago, and the media has not touched this. And I think they know that something's about to come out on this, and what they want to do is yell politics.
Well, when you say something's coming out, are you talking about an IG report? Something is that who's going to put it out there? Where's the trigger come from?
That's a great question. Maybe, you know, it could be Durham is doing some investigation into Ukraine. And particularly the origins of beliefs of what people were doing. And was there an involvement with Hillary Clinton in Ukraine? There's a strong belief that Ukraine wanted Hillary Clinton to be the president because they would have a much more favorable feel from Hillary Clinton than they would from a Donald Trump.
Okay. Yeah, and I guess I can see that, especially given, you know, what we've learned now about Biden.
I like that name, O'Biden.
O'Biden. Well, you know, it's Irish, so whatever. O'Biden. And his son's involvement there for billions of dollars. And apparently, I don't know how else you can look at this, because Giuliani is right. He just sat there and admitted what he did on national TV. You know, like, oh, well, you know, what's your problem?
Well, and what he's trying... What he's trying to say, what Biden's trying to say, was tell a story of how he was doing that to stop corruption. What he neglected to mention is they were investigating his son, Hunter.
Yeah, right. I know. That's the beauty of it. He just literally admitted to what he did, hoping that it was something else, you know, hoping it would be, I guess, interpreted as something else, but I don't know, man. I mean, I'm losing faith in some ways about, you know, this government's ability to really go after corruption and go after corrupt people. You know, within the government, the deep state looks like, to me, it's winning, you know, in an awful lot of big ways. And in some ways, it's almost like, well, we know what happens. We just want somebody else to do it. Want somebody else to say so. Well, you know, everybody's looking around like, you know, are you going to say something? Or, you know, I'm not going to say anything, no. You know, it's like they're all passing on it. And I'm wondering here, Dan, particularly where it comes to Comey and, you know, this FISA abuse stuff, for instance, what if the judge themselves are corrupt? What if the FISA judge themselves are corrupt?
That would never be good.
Is that even... Well, I mean... If I was a FISA judge and I knew all of this, there's plenty of evidence, I think, to go ahead and do something about it. Why hasn't he been hauled back into court?
Well, as I reported, I think it was either yesterday or day before, the IG, Inspector General, has turned over the documents to the FISA court for their review and redacting things that they think need to be redacted. And... So he's working with them one-on-one. He's interviewed them. We do have picked that up out of that conversation up on the Hill yesterday. And like I said, I think what they're going to do is Barr is going to say to the FISA court, you need to take care of business here with these people.
Okay.
And if they don't, well, then they probably are dirty. If they do, then they probably do want a clean court.
Yeah. Well, I guess we will see, as you say.
In the fullness of time. Well, and again,
right.
What you've got to do is, remember, for somebody to go to jail, you have to prove a crime was committed, and then you have to find them guilty. And so...
Well, lying to the court is a crime, I believe.
Well, but see, the FISA court can do that on their own. That's called contempt of court. And then it would be a question of, does it move to the level of obstruction of justice? Because what you're doing is you're trying to take injustice and put it on somebody else, which I now have learned from a prosecutor is the same as obstruction of justice. But if just the FISA court would take these guys and say, I'm holding you in contempt of court, and you're heading downstairs and you're spending some time in the pokey. That would make me feel a lot better.
We need some orange jumpsuits in the worst of ways, Dan.
Well, here's to me, and y'all have heard me say this 1,000 times. The reason this is happening is because the media did not do their job, and they are complicit in this whole thing. They would get a talking point from a Democrat or insider, and they would just carry it. They wouldn't go check it out. We have stories about stories. This story about the IG appeared first in the Washington Post, and then Adam Schiff gets this guy in for a hearing yesterday. All that happened in a very short period of time, but the media is carrying the damn water for the Democrats, and they're not doing their job.
Yeah, well, it's not just that they're not doing their job, though. You're right about one thing. They are wedded to the Democrat Party.
Yeah,
it's their propaganda machine.
Well, they want something bad to happen to Trump. They want something good to happen to a Joe Biden in particular. I think they're trying to inoculate Joe Biden when something comes out to say, "Oh no, this is just politics."
You know, there was somebody. History teacher once told me that. Ulysses S. Grant's administration was the most corrupt ever. But I just don't see how it could be worse than it is right now. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, the Harding administration, folks may disagree with you on that. tape out.
Yeah, well, that's true. Listen, thanks for taking my call. Y'all have a great day and a great weekend.
Papa B, enjoy the beautiful day.
All righty.
Take care.
See you.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I just got in the truck, so I just caught the very end of yours and Papa B's discussion.
Yes.
You know, something has a few months. You know, Trey Gowdy has stepped down, basically, and is not going to be running for re-election. And, you know, Martha Roby did kind of the same thing where she's not going to be running for re-election. And I don't have a problem with that because I don't think people should be professional politicians. It's not meant to be a lifelong thing. But in Trey Gowdy's situation, I find it interesting because he was so investigative. And he was almost like a prosecutor when he brought people in to talk to him in Congress. And the fact that he's stepping down makes me wonder, what is really going on with some of our political people? Have you ever thought about that?
Well, I mean, there's I think there are a lot of moving parts to some of these retirements. The retirements are in safe districts, first of all, with the exception of one, and that's Hurd from Texas. He's the Republican that thinks we shouldn't have border walls and things like that, and that's why he's not running. He was going to get torn up by his own party, and the Democrats weren't going to support him. So the guy that I think is going to get the nomination is much better. But Martha Roby's district is safe. There's not going to be a Democrat elected to that district. But Martha Roby's district may get absorbed if we lose the congressional district.
Yeah. Well,
and Martha does. I mean, little George was born basically right at the Tea Party during the peak of the Tea Party movement on that April the 15th. He was born like 4 weeks before that. And, he's eight now, and she's missing him growing up because the kids are here. She's in D.C.
Right. And I understand that. But like in Trey Gowdy's situation, I just wonder if the deep state hadn't possibly put threats out to him. You know, if you're going to continue in government, you're going to have to sit down, shut up, or else other things could happen. And maybe his situation is like Martha's. I don't know.
He said his was a family thing in that he is a much better attorney, prosecutor, than he felt he was a congressman. And he basically said it was very frustrating what was going on in Congress. And so
I can see where that would be.
He has a very successful law firm in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Well, I would love to see some more folks like him get into our government because I truly think that he was a good guy and he brought points out, and he would be a great prosecutor, there's no doubt.
Yeah, he was a great prosecutor. I don't think he ever lost a case.
Because when he got folks on the stand in Congress, he didn't let up.
No, he didn't. And he did a really good job.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call. You guys have a good weekend.
I appreciate you calling. Let's fit Madeline in here, if that's okay.
Hello?
Hey, Madeline.
How you doing?
I'm good, and you?
All right. I'm not going to talk about any politics because I don't have all the answers to all the issues that are going on, but I just want to say that I've been enjoying your program. I'm moving up to North Alabama tomorrow.
No, don't leave us.
Well, I have surgery to go in the UAB on Tuesday, so I'm going to be doing all that, and then I have to go up to my family that lives up there to help take care of me while I recuperate. And so I'm going to miss your program. I'm going to miss all the good people that call in and comment, and I'm going to miss all that. So I just wanted to call and give a shout-out to y'all that y'all doing an awesome job, and I'm just going to miss y'all.
Okay? Well, you must be having some pretty serious surgery if you have to have somebody take care of you.
Well, I have a blockage in my liver, so they're going to go in and find out what if it was a mass or it's a stone up in my bile duct somewhere. So I don't know what all they're going to find, but I'm praying that if anything, it's just a stone they can remove, you know. And
Madeline, we'll be saying a prayer for you, my dear.
Well, I appreciate that. That's all I need is prayer. That's what.
Well, I'm a big believer in prayer. It got me through my cancer.
Well, you know, I had a. They gave me 24 hours to live last year. I had a blood clot that traveled through my heart and went up to my brain. Both sides of my brain were showered with close to 30 strokes. The doctor gave me up for 24 hours. That's all I had to live. I come out of that. God healed me, and he can do it again.
There you go.
So I know I can trust him, you know.
There you go. Just turn it over to the great physician.
That's right. That's what the doctor said. So. And that's what I did. I turned it over to the great physician, and he took me through it. And I know he can do it again, so I'm trusting in the Lord for that.
Madeline, how long will you be gone?
I'm not sure. When we go up there, we might decide to relocate up there, you know. And if we do, we're going to have, three houses. One we're renting out, and two we're going to sell.
Well, Madeline, the best of luck to you. Prayers will be sent up for you, my dear. I really appreciate you calling in today.
Okay, on the 24th, on Tuesday, that's when I'm going to go under the knife. So
okay.
Just keep me in your prayers. And, you know, and I love all of y'all, all the listeners. I love all of y'all and y'all's comments. And I've been enjoying all the radio station.
Well, get our app or look us up online and you can listen to us while you're in Birmingham.
Oh, okay. All right. What is that?
You can go to newstalk931.com and you can do listen live if you go on the internet, or you can do the WACV app.
Well, if you have a smartphone, yeah.
And that, you can put that on your smartphone, or you can do my app, Dan Morris Show.
Okay. All right, I'll do that. All right, y'all have a blessed day.
Bless you, my dear.
Oh, well, wow. She makes that through that. Yeah.
That's the day before my eye surgery. Which I got a time for today at one.
Nice.
At Wednesday at 1:45. So I'm going to be starved because I can't eat anything after 6 in the morning.
Ooh.
I know. I'll have to. My brother and I have to crawl me in there. News 93.1. Dan Morris Show will be back right after this.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, 3 men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bye-bye, baby, baby, goodbye, baby, baby, bye.
Dan Morris Show.
272-9228 is where we are. People callers were listening, talking about Troy Gowdy. We have a cut from Troy Gowdy that was on America's Newsroom this morning, kind of late into the show. I caught it right when I was about to walk out of the door. So Troy Gowdy is going to be talking about the whistleblower issue.
House Democrats demanding the release of material behind a whistleblower complaint involving President Trump and his communication with a foreign leader. The president firing back, calling the story fake news. Trey Gowdy, Graham, I want you to know that the president is holding what they call a tape spray inside the Oval Office with the Australian Prime Minister. We're going to get a play out of that in a moment here, so we might get interrupted. He's been asked about this whistleblower story, calls it fake news. He seems to suggest that it was a partisan whistleblower. So we'll wait for that comment in a moment here. In the meantime, Andrew McCabe, a man you're quite familiar with, says this whistleblower shows, in his words, great courage. He said this on CNN.
This is someone who essentially did what we hope all people serving in the government will do. They stepped forward, they used the appropriate process in a classified and confidential manner to bring their concerns to the appropriate officials. That takes incredible courage. It is hard to stand up to an administration, to stand up particularly to this administration and this president.
So we just wanted to roll that out and get you to respond. Trey, go ahead.
I doubt Andy McCabe has any idea what the content of that phone call was or how courageous the whistleblower is. Not having access to the facts has never stopped Andy McCabe from expressing an opinion in the past. This is what I do know. I warned people weeks ago that if Adam Schiff continued to be the chairperson of the House Intelligence Committee, who's one of the most deeply partisan members of the House, eventually people would stop sharing information with the Intelligence Committee, and apparently that's what's happened. So if Nancy Pelosi wants this information given to Congress, she should pick a less partisan person to be the chairperson of that committee.
Amen to that. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to George. George, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dacolores to the brother.
Dacolores, how are you? Long time no talk to.
I know, but I'm listening, and I want to tell you, because I know you'll be proud, my wife Marilyn is going on an October walk, and is like the number two, you know, the next one will be her walk, and that's staying with it, you know?
That is.
Which I've done three in the conference room after, you know, but wear me out, because I don't sleep good on a good night, and you know, with those things.
Yeah.
Sleep is kind of a...
Yeah, goes at
anyway,
a premium, doesn't it?
I just want to tell you that I really have enjoyed all your prep work that you do really every day, and the clips from different people, and it's really informative, and I enjoy it.
Well, George, thank you very, very much. Where does she go for the walk she's going to be on?
The Holy Land, you know, up there at the lake, at Lake
okay.
Martin.
Okay, at the Camp Chandler.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is Camp Alamesco. Yeah, okay, yeah. This is the...
Is that where you went?
No, we do Camp Chandler. You know, we come from the... house is called Perseo and is adopted
right.
from Curcio.
Right,
right. Yours is the Methodist side of the house, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And I forgot what you call y'all's.
And at you know, meetings, they'll say, or dinners, they'll say, you know, George Evans, seat of John.
Yeah. Table of John.
Alabama. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, everybody always messes it up, although they know it by hand. But anyway, my main thing is good to talk to you, and I really appreciate all the prep work you do.
Thank you, George, so very much.
Okay.
Great hearing from you again, brother.
Okay, thanks.
Take care. George's a great guy. Known him for a long time.
Yes.
Great, wonderful guy. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful guy. Excuse me. Let's try to fit Troy Gowdy. I'm looking at Pete Buttigieg. Don't ever confuse those two together. Troy Gowdy, and what's going on in the outcome? Listen to this.
What do you think's going on here with this story?
I think it's a couple of things. I mean, I think Congress has lots of tools to get information from the executive branch. Bill, didn't they just pass a budget resolution this week? I mean, they didn't have to do that. They could have said, you know what, you're not getting your money till we get the whistleblower complaint. I mean, aren't there nominations pending in the Senate? Congress has plenty of tools But when you put someone who is wrong as often as Adam Schiff is wrong and is as deeply partisan as he is in charge of the Intelligence Committee, then no, you're not going to share confidential information because Adam leaks like a sieve. So that's the consequence of putting someone that partisan as the head of the Intel Committee.
So does McCabe, oddly enough. But, you know, Bill just mentioned this pool spray that we're about to receive, and then we'll show our viewers. But we do have a little bit of some rough notes of what the president said when he was asked about the whistleblower. And I'm going to quote. He says it's a ridiculous story, partisan whistleblower, conversations, leaders, always appropriate, highest level. I fight so strongly for the country, just another political hack job. He's talking about how naturally there is nothing wrong with a, you know, the leader of the free world talking to other leaders of other countries. The question is, was there a promise made? We don't know. So everybody's speculating that a promise was made. There was a whistleblower, but we don't know the facts yet. What do you believe the facts to be here?
No idea, Julian. I'd be doing you a disservice if I guessed. I mean, I think we got to get to the point in our political culture where we don't speculate. There's a transcript, so we don't have to wonder what was said. I think what does frustrate people is I seem to recall a president who said, I'll have more flexibility in a second term. We don't have to wonder about that. That's on tape. I don't think there was a similar level of outrage when President Obama promised that to the Russian president as there is now. And we don't have any idea what President Trump said.
And that's the key point there. There is a transcript of this somewhere. And it's going to tell you exactly what was said. It'll be... as I revealed to y'all way back when the first, you know, the thing about talking to the Australian ambassador. By the way, the Australian ambassador is here in the U.S. now. I mean, the Australian prime minister. He and Trump are just jiving together. They are having fun. And they got Greg Norman tonight at the state dinner, which is going to be out in the Rose Garden, which, by the way, is a magnificent place to do a state dinner. The ambiance of it is just incredible. When you're looking at the outside of the White House and you see the Washington Monument and then the Jefferson Memorial and the Lincoln Memorial to right, it is really gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous, versus being in a big room with another 150 people type thing. So somebody's going to have a good time taking pictures of that today. Let me do this. Let me go to a break, boys and girls. And what we're going to reset, we're going to get a little more Troy Gowdy. We got Peter Ducey with the Dems. He's out on the road. And we have Mark Penn talking about different polling that just came out. And then Dana Perino. We got so much more to go. We'll be right back.